USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
China's biggest city, Shanghai, with 26 million residents, began a two-stage lockdown Monday as authorities attempt different strategies to control the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began. Shanghai, on the southeastern coast of China, is the center for finance and international business in the country. The city is also home to the world's largest shipping container port. The U.S. housing market this spring selling season is looking like a disaster, a result from a perfect storm. Interest rates on home mortgages have spiked, reducing affordability, and builders can't get adequate supplies to construct houses more quickly. Drummer for the band Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins, died in Bogota, Colombia, after complaining of chest pains. Colombia police did report drugs were found in the hotel room at the Four Seasons. An official cause of death has not been announced, yet an autopsy revealed Taylor's heart weighed twice the amount of a normal heart. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was on Newsmax this weekend saying the new Iran nuclear deal should require congressional approval before a treaty can be agreed upon. Mr. Bolton says the United States has already given way too many concessions to Iran and does not bode well for the American people.
I said the 2015 deal was the worst diplomatic agreement in American history. This one is worse. The administration has spent a full year making more concessions to Iran, including, as I mentioned in that op-ed that you referred to, something called inherent guarantees. Now, people may remember that the Iranians were insisting that Biden commit that no future American president could withdraw from the deal. Now, that's impossible. But they've been working and making some kind of arrangements to try and give Iran assurances that that in fact it won't happen. And I think it comes in the form of penalizing the United States. So, to me, this inherent guarantee, which we don't have the details of to be sure, because the administration has kept it so hidden, just makes this far more dangerous to the United States even than the earlier deal.
Described as a once-in-a-hundred-year event, residents near Anchorage, Alaska were ordered on Sunday to evacuate a mountainous area after one massive avalanche buried a road in 80 feet of snow and another huge slide was considered imminent. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson issued the evacuation order for the affected area at Eagle River on the city's outskirts. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.